I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Robert Chief Carson, Kane's own Dr. Doolittle. A born naturalist, as a young boy, Carson kept a pet woodchuck named Gus and studied its sleep and eating habits. A prolific researcher and writer in his early years, he penned letters, articles, stories, and an educational series called Art in the Environment. He also studied and taught photography. According to the Kane Republican, Carson sold articles about natural history and gardening to Youth Today, Field and Stream, and Outdoor Life magazines in 1939. After high school, he became an educational advisor for the Civilian Conservation Corps. While with the CCC, Carson captured a 45-inch garter snake, which at the time was the largest on record. Although coveted by the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, Carson kept the specimen for his own private collection. Born in 1908 in Kane, Carson worked as a violin teacher and toy salesman to help pay for his college studies at Ohio Wesleyan. According to the Kane Republican, Carson, while hitchhiking back to school to Ohio, once used a flock of sheep that had stalled traffic to his advantage by canvassing drivers until he found a ride. Newspaper reports also said that he once stuffed the trunk of his sedan with Holgate products before leaving Kane to peddle the toys in Ohio on weekends. Carson earned the rank of captain in the Army Air Corps during World War II, serving in the South Pacific, in New Zealand and Australia. After the war, Chief Carson, as he became known, returned to Kane High as a teacher, where he would delight his students over the next 27 years. The diminutive and soft-spoken educator was one of Kane's largest personalities. Although standing just over 5 feet tall, Carson was known to perch atop his desk at times to enhance his physical stature while teaching his popular biology and psychology classes. He also had a knack for secretly stashing cash inside lesson books that belonged to the very students who were least likely to crack open their text. Later, when the day's assignments were being discussed, he would ceremoniously snatch back his money with the reminder that doing one's homework paid dividends. Carson's Room 19 classroom became a virtual menagerie over the course of his career. His students regularly brought odd and unusual animals to school, including a chipmunk that had developed a habit of backflipping. "I don't know why he does it," Carson told the Kane Republican, "but it could be a manifestation of the mating season or a sign of spring." Carson said that the animal's record for backflips was 221 in 20 minutes. Other prize specimens in the classroom zoo included foxes, muskrats, possums, and an Alaskan crab. Among the class favorites was Charlie, an injured flying squirrel that was taken to the community hospital before being discharged safely back into the forest. Carson and his students also nursed back to health an injured weasel that had lost a leg in a trap. Alas, Charlie, a Pennsylvania meadow mouse who went AWOL from room 19, was found too late in the boys' locker room and could not be saved. When a large porcupine, an expectant mother, was struck and killed by a car, Carson expertly delivered the baby, named Caesar, by C-section. He and his students brought the baby to health, wearing gloves to facilitate feeding by eyedropper. Luckily for Kane residents, Carson's teaching career did not end when he retired from his formal job at the high school. Carson continued to share his lifetime of knowledge about gardening, wildlife, woodlands, and all manner of fauna and flora. He mentored teens about their relationships, spoke to Rotary about atomic energy, taught photography to seniors, and led Sunday school for young adults. He spoke at high school graduations and gave guided nature hikes and hunted for fossils with kids at Twin Lakes. He even became the resident expert on bee infestations. On several occasions, he was called to the rescue to disperse gathering swarms at the Borough Building or the Elks Club or to private homes, displaying great skill in locating the queen with the added lure of anise. In truth, Robert Carson might not have been able to talk with the animals like Dr. Doolittle, but he almost certainly could understand what they were saying. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Hail to the chief. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.